Hi, I'm Mary Kay Andrews. I'd like to read to you from my book, Little Bitty Lies. Mary Bliss clenched her fists so tightly that she could feel her nails cutting into the flesh of her palms, feel the warm blood oozing from the tiny cuts. She'd been reciting scripture to herself all the way over to the Fair Oaks Assisted Living Facility, trying to keep herself calm, trying to figure a way to make Parker's mama tell her what she knew. Keep sweet, she kept telling herself. Just keep sweet. Now Eula McGowan was lifting the lid of the Corningware casserole, frowning down at its contents, as though she had not seen the same food hundreds of other times. Oh, no. Now, unbelievably, she was holding it up to her nose, sniffing, actually sniffing like an old bloodhound. Come to think of it, Eula's fleshy, wrinkled face did remind Mary Bliss of a bloodhound. Mary Bliss smiled at the notion. Eula, a bloodhound, the old bitch. She found it weirdly amusing that Eula gave herself credit for Mary Bliss's cooking skills. Eula had made it clear from the start that Parker had married beneath himself. Eula had taken it upon herself to educate Mary Bliss about the fine points of cooking. She had drawn up a list on the back of a brown paper sack. Duke's mayonnaise, Heinz ketchup, Louisiana tea bags, white lily all-purpose flour, swan's down shortening, chicken of the sea chunk white tuna, Martha White grits, Dixie Crystal sugar, Campbell's cream of mushroom soup. These were the keystones of any good Southern cook's kitchen, according to Eula. Not that Eula could cook, not on your life. That was Lena's job. In Eula's time, no white woman of means did anything more in the ways of cooking than an occasional trifle at Christmas, or maybe some peanut brittle, something like that. Mary Bliss watched while Eula stared down at the banana pudding, trying not to look too eager. The old woman frowned down at the meringue as though she could smell something off. How am I supposed to eat all of this? She fussed, waving her liver-spotted hand at the banana pudding casserole. Think I'm some kind of field hand or something? Mary Bliss forced her lips into a smile, but knew it was more of a grimace. Her jaw muscles ached from the effort of smiling and trying to be pleasant. The nurses can put it in the refrigerator for you, Meemaw. Then you can have some whenever you like. Ha! Eula said, snorting. They keep urine samples and Dixie cups in that icebox. I wouldn't eat anything out of there if they paid me. All right, Mary Bliss said slowly. I'll leave the pudding and your dinner in this little cooler right here. Maybe you'd like to share with Mrs. Caldwell next door, or some of your other visitors. Other visitors, Mary Bliss thought. What a laugh. Eula was such a nasty old witch, she had no visitors other than family.